one of our talking point shows with Neil and Shauna and Dan Morgan. And yeah, we're going to do a review fashion, but we're going to look at a bit of an assessment of Jurgen Klopp's successor. And, you know, without counting any chickens, the favourite for that role who is Xabi Alonso. I don't think it'll be a direct compare and contrast, gents, but I think what we want to do is have a look at the current nick of Liverpool's squad and outlay and performance and see how it marries up and see how, you know, it might marry up to Xabi Alonso being Liverpool manager in the future. I want to start, Sean, with the current season and what it tells us. I think we touched on this the other day in the City review that Liverpool are profiling higher than in any other season in terms of attacking numbers other than really 21-22, which are just off the charts. 21-22's numbers are ridiculous. But this season, the side is attacking incredibly well. And we know in terms of the squad, they've got an armoury of players who can provide different options in those positions. So I'll just run through some numbers. We measure this in percentiles from StatsBomb because they give us certain statistics relating to attacking and defending, and they'll put a percentile on it based on how well Liverpool could be doing. So for expected goals, Liverpool profile 96th percentile. Expected goals per shot is where they're down most, 65th percentile. And then shots, 99th percentile. Counter-attacking shots, 95th percentile. Set-piece XG, 95th percentile. High-press shots, 99. Clear shots, 97. And so on and so forth. The first point with this, Sean, is, you know, any manager who comes into this squad, who inherits this squad, will know they've got an array of attacking firepower. And it might not necessarily be in a Jurgen Klopp image, but it will be beneficial for them to use that to the best of their ability going forward.
Yes. So, as you say, we're quite all-rounded as an attacking force. Like, if you just use the data before we go into the eyes, as you said, we're 95 percentile and above for pretty much every metric. And in the comparison, sort of that StatsBomb data graphics that you've sent over, that compares extremely favourably with the more successful seasons under Jurgen as well. Obviously, on the eye test, the thing that stands us out as being different to Man City and Arsenal, and you see this in the Manchester City game that's sort of reasonably fresh in our memory, that we are willing to break, and as particularly you think of Luis Diaz charging forward with the ball, Darwin Nunez, particularly when he's played in that left-hand side role for Liverpool as well, you look at the players that are willing to bring the ball forward and charge, and almost like a bit like the Red Arrows, if you like, that if Liverpool break, they're willing to commit semi-decent numbers. You've got the front three, sometimes the two eights, might be one of the eights and a full back, if you will. Whereas with Arsenal and Manchester City, depending on the game state, they want to treat their system, that all 11 players, if you like, as if it's one organism.